Today's daf is Maseches Erevin, daf Lamed Aleph. Just before we get to the new Mishnah on today's daf, the Gemara wraps up its discussion of the permissibility of a Kohen establishing an Erev in a cemetery. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is allowed. The Chachamim argue with this conclusion, and at first, the Gemara explained the rationale of the Chachamim as rooted in the prohibition to derive benefit from a grave. Since the Eruv enables an acquisition of a place, a space of residence for that Shabbos, it's as if the Kohen is acquiring a home for Shabbos using a grave, which is prohibited to benefit from. Let's unpack this point. What is the nature of this prohibition? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chav Tesam and Beis, and also in Sanhedrin, Mem Zayin, brings a hekish, a verbal analogy between the word Sham, by Miriam, by the death of Miriam, which is Vatamasham Miriam, Sefer Bamidbar, Miriam died. And the word Sham in that place, the word Sham also by the Egla Rufa, the cow whose neck, the heifer whose neck is broken to take the responsibility away from a city for the crime, or the committed crime that a person died, a visitor to that city died. So we're going to absolve the city by taking this cow. And Va'arfo Sham is a Egla Banachal. And the cow's neck is the heifer's neck is broken in the outside the city over there. So in that place, so just as that place becomes Asur Bana, you can't benefit from the space where the heifer's neck was broken. So just as benefit is prohibited there by the heifer, so too by the egla, so too by the grave. Back to us on our Gemara. So since the Chachamim were concerned about this, it appears that Rebbe was not concerned, and one could use the grave to make a home on Shabbos. The Gemara says no. Rebbe's logic is that one is not benefiting at all. Why is this? Because this Kohen is performing a mitzvah, and we have a principle called, there's a reason for it, why he needs to extend his Eruv, and we have a principle called mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. The fulfillment of mitzvos is not the source of benefit. So Rashi writes in Rosh Hashanah, Kavches Amud Aleph, over there, there's a parallel sugi, the purpose of mitzvos is la'olol tzavareim nitnu. It's a yoke on our necks. It's not for us to benefit from. Yes, it's true, one may not benefit from a grave, but it doesn't stop its use for a mitzvah purpose. In other words, in this case, one needed to extend their tchum Shabbos in order to be able to fulfill a mitzvah. And the benefit is having this Eruv tchumin, this Eruv that you're using to be able to extend the boundaries of Shabbos to be established. Halach l'maisa, we pasuk like the Chachamim, Shulchan Aruch Taf Tes 409 Sif Aleph, that one cannot place an Erev in a cemetery, but it's not because of benefit. We actually hold like Rebbe in this point of mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. Rather, b'shem Rav Yosef, the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, there's a benefit from the grave because it's a safe place to keep the food overnight, which is done intentionally because the person wants it to be there for the next day. So let's make an interesting point about this concept of mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. Rashi in our Gemara makes a comment of what kind of dvar mitzvah enables one to establish an Erev tchumen. He writes, based on the Gemara later in Pei Beis, for a person, see, it's there for a person to be able to attend a shiva house, a base avel, or a base mishteh, which is a place where they're celebrating the shavah brachas after weddings. Comes the Baal Mar in the parallel sugya in Rosh Hashanah, of Zerachia Levi, and says, we see from here that mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu is only true on mitzvahs midoraisa, mitzvahs that come from the Torah, but on mitzvahs midorabanan, and rabbinic mitzvahs, we do say mitzvahs lehenos nitnu, that they're for our benefit. Jumps the Turei Evin, Rosh Hashanah, and other achronim and say, what's Rabbeinu Zerachia Levi saying? What's the idea of the Baal Mar? What about going to a shiva house? This is midrabanan, and clearly it's not lahana either. No, so what's the answer? So there are a few answers I saw. Let's just say one over. The Maharsham in Chelek Hei, Shavuos Shavuos Maharsham, Chelek Hei, Simen Lama Beis, he brings the beautiful words of the Rambam in Hilchos Avel Perk Yadal Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Mitzos Asi Shal Divreim Levakar Chom. The Rambam gives a list of mitzos that are rabbinic mitzos in nature, one of them being to visit the sick, another one is to visit a shiva house and pay condolences and comfort to those in mourning. And he goes on down the list, v'chein l'sameach ha'kal v'chasan, to bring joy to chasan and kal, l'sadam mechot zarcheyem, and to celebrate and to give them food and to have the shavah brachas, ve'elu hein gemilas chasadim shebeguv v'shein lehem shir. These are gemilas chasadim's actions that don't have any measurement at all. Afal b'yishkol mitzvah zolim v'divrayim, says the Rambam, these are really rabbinic in nature. Harein b'chol v'haftar reich ha'kamocha, they really have a Torah principle in their root, called dvarim shetarot shesiyasu otam l'chal l'chem. You want other people to do this for you? You should do this for other people. So this could be a response to the Baal Mor, that these are deraisa of a mitzvah derabanan lahan nisnu. So beneath all the beauty here lies a profound musr. A yid is sitting out in the field somewhere as close as he can to be able to get to the tchum so he can rush off to comfort an avo or bimasameh chasavakala. These are not just any actions. They are gemilas chasadim without boundaries.